All right, well, if at first you don't succeed, try and try again. And Jason Cans on the other end of the line from jasoncans.com, author of Letters to the Beloved. Good morning.
Good morning. It's really remarkable how many times we've been actually able to connect in the morning.
Yeah, it's
that we
true.
Haven't have dropped calls and stuff.
Well, no, this was
over
one of the
more years now.
My experience this morning, and you could have your story, but I'm like, I rang it like 4 to 5. I'm looking at the number, and I won't say the number, but I'm looking at the number going, all right, I called the right number. And finally, I hung up because I had to say hello to the listeners. But all right, so try number two.
Yeah, I answered, and I said, hello, 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 and nothing. So somewhere there was a mixed signal. I'm glad we were able to connect.
That is weird, yeah. So it's kind of one of those days where we had snow in the later in the afternoon, and then it kind of continued a little more. The estimation was in the 2 to 4 inch range, and I think that's where it likely fell. And I found myself this morning, it was tough. It's one of those, you know, you go to sleep, and then you wake up, and you go, it's 3:45 already? How did that happen, you know?
So. Yes, very true.
Well,
so did you have to shovel before you left?
You know, just get the snow off of my vehicle. And I've got two strapping young men and others who are going to be. It's a
perfect.
light powdery snow, I think. So
awesome.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, I was watching some of a Monday is going to mark 1 year since the passing of Larry Crabb. And I was thinking about, you know, even getting to know you better, and for both of us to have been fans, you know, and it's a different story. Your story, my story, we've shared them some. I imagine we'll share it again. And there's more of his content I'd love to get into. But, you know, one thing that stood out to me as I was listening to a dialogue about his book, 66 Love Letters, which is so, so good, this imagined dialogue between he and God through all 66 books of the Bible. But I was just thinking, wow, you know, about him as a father figure in your life. And you've talked a little bit about that, but can you talk some more about that?
Yeah, you know, so it's that's a challenging, important story for me. I think, you know, I connected with Larry through School for Spiritual Direction. And, you know, as we've said before, I haven't really shared, I didn't really know a whole lot about him beforehand. But I had the opportunity to kind of sit down with him and press into my own struggles, my own insecurities a little bit as well. And we just kind of developed a friendship out of that. And through some really hard circumstances, he was able to just be there for me. I remember one example, I was having a really hard time and I just sent him a message. And, you know, I didn't really necessarily expect anything. And he called me and just wanted to be there and be present for me. And that was just so life-giving to me to have him just reach out and just want to be present again, not to fix me, but just to be a stable force in a really difficult time.
And I think one of the things that heightened it for me in terms of a deeper appreciation of that was, I mean, here's his two sons and Jim Kress, who plays the voice of God in the audiobook for 66 Love Letters. A veteran radio broadcaster who's trained as a counselor under Larry. But it was realizing kind of, and for those who don't know, Jason, kind of what's the background of your dad's story anyhow?
Yeah, you know, so my parents divorced when I was 2, I think. And so dad was not really present much at all during my childhood. Physically, I would see him once in a while, but not a lot of emotional connection over the years. And so just really absent in terms of father figure. And, you know, it's interesting now as me being almost 50 and him being 70 now that we're trying to navigate those waters some, and I'm grateful for that. But, you know, for so much of my life, I just did not have kind of that steady, loving, older father figure that was there and present. And so for me, that was really key, I think, in terms of my own story, my own healing.
Yeah. Is there a particular movie or something that kind of stirs up emotions about the father wound in your life?
Yeah, you know, I don't know about this movie, but certainly the song "Cats in the Cradle."
Yeah.
For many years, that for people who aren't familiar with that, it's really about a father who was absent, and later in life the son is kind of absent from the father. And that I felt like has told much of my story over time. And, you know, so that's, again, this isn't unique to me. I think father wounds are a thing that happens many, many times.
I just think of the movie, if you saw October Sky, and I think Chris Columbus and Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, yeah.
And that movie, I mean, just that father relation. I mean, he's this coal miner and the son and this, some of the, I don't know, it just really, on multiple occasions, brought me to tears. And so, guy who also appreciated.
Go ahead.
No, you
I was going to say, if people have not seen October Sky, they absolutely should watch that movie. I've watched it a number of times, and it's phenomenal.
No, it really is, yeah. Jake Gyllenhaal's been one of my favorites ever since then.
Hello, this is Becky Frenette, and I have cabin fever. It's making me howl at the moon.
Warning, cabin fever detected.
Well, just a bit before 7 a.m., I called Halvo and I said, hey, can you cover for me at the beginning of the news and sports update? Because I'm not going to make it there in time. Preceding that call.
Yes.
Where is a series of unfortunate events.
Lemony Snicket.
Mostly because of my stupidity. So I don't know about you. Maybe all of you have remote starts or are trying to win one from remotestartseauclair.com with our snow day giveaway. Maybe you all go out in plenty of time before you have to go to work and you scrape off your entire windshield. You make sure the car is well heated up and it's nice and toasty when you get into it. Maybe that's you. Or maybe you're like me and sometimes time gets away from you a little bit and you have just enough time to get to work, but you are allotting the same amount of time for your commute in the dead of winter at the end of February as you would in July. And conditions are different. And so when I came out this morning, there was snow on my vehicle and there was a nice little crusting coating of ice, a glaze of ice underneath.
Right.
And so I brushed off my vehicle. I started it trying to get the defrosters working and I scraped off the windshield. But I will freely admit, I scraped off enough so that I could see.
The driver's side maybe or what?
Yeah. And again, kind of the lower part. And I was in a hurry. And because again, didn't leave myself any extra time. That's why we tell you to leave extra time, but should have followed my own advice. And so I figured, all right, got defrosters. I've scraped off enough so that I can see clearly. And again, a lot of you are like, man, Caleb. But all right, so I can see enough to get out of my neighborhood and the defrosters will do the rest. Well, what I found this morning is that my car's defrosters were not nearly as powerful as I thought they might be. And so I could see to get out of my neighborhood, but there was still kind of that crusting, that spritzing of ice on my windshield, and the defroster was not clearing it up. It was okay to get out of my neighborhood. It was okay going west as I headed out onto 53, but then as I headed south on 53, headed toward our wonderful station here, I realized that as the sun is coming up in the east and glaring right on my windshield, all of a sudden, those particles of ice are reflecting and refracting light, and I can no longer see anything.
Wow.
I mean, anything. There's just a little crust, and I could no longer tell what lane I was in.
Mm.
And the defrosters are still not working, and it's fogging up inside my vehicle. And I realized I have no idea where the turn lane is. I have no idea what's going on. And so I, you know, first thought is, okay, got to put on the hazard lights. Got to put on the hazards so that other people know that I'm in trouble. And then I've got to pull off to the side of the road. Well, I didn't know where the side of the road was.
Wow.
And so I thought I was pulling off. Well, instead, I start getting sucked into the deeper snow that had been plowed on the side of the road and start spinning, taking a full 180, but start cruising toward the ditch. And again, like any good Wisconsinite, as I start fishtailing, again, I'm gonna go with the car, all right? And I'm not gonna slam on the brakes. I'm gonna kind of ease into and out of it. But again, as I am making an S curve across Highway 53, there are other people, and this is where you realize Caleb's stupidity put other people in danger.
Mm.
All right, and so I'm cruising from one side, and it's like, oh, good. Well, then I'm like Luke on Hoth. Cooper and I just watch Empire Strikes Back. I'm like, I'm going to bury myself in this snow. And then I see a guardrail coming up as I careen to the other side of Highway 53. And again, have lost most control of my vehicle, but trying to maintain it. And so I correct that so I don't go careening into that side of the ditch. But then I'm back in the middle of the highway and still trying to make my way to the shoulder. At that point, the Lord, again, was gracious and merciful to me that there weren't cars coming up until that point. Well, then as I'm like, got my hazards on still, I need to ease over to the side of the road. Well, then cars started coming up on either side of me, and I realized I'm dead in the middle of the road.
Wow.
And there are cars screaming past me on either side. Again, this is Caleb not only putting himself but other people in danger because he didn't allow enough time to get to work. So, thankfully, there was a little bit of a gap. I was able to roll down the window enough to see where the shoulder was. Mm. I pull over to the shoulder on, I don't know if it was a bridge or just before a bridge because there wouldn't be much room there. I'm able to scrape and do what I should have done before leaving, clear up enough space to see again. And again, shortly thereafter is when I called Halvo and said, hey, not gonna be making it on time this morning.
With all of that said, you still made it here in time for sports.
In time for the sports. So I just missed the opening round. But again,
wow.
If I can take any lesson from that for me and for all of you, when the weather is not good, allow more time. It's better to be late than to put your own life and others in danger. And you know what? Just scrape off the whole windshield. Scrape off the whole windshield.
We're glad you're here and we're glad you're okay.
Give those defrosters time to work. To everyone that I inconvenienced massively this morning, won't happen again.
A new survey found that parents are 3 times more likely to allow their adult sons to return to the family home than their adult daughters.
This stat may or may not be related to the fact that the daughters tend to take up to 3 times more in the bathroom every morning. A NASA crew has begun a simulated 45-day trip to Mars. To simulate distance, all communication between the crew and NASA will be delayed by 5 minutes.
Which, as any wife will tell you, is the typical response time of a husband watching TV.
Ouch.
A scientist explains that you are perceived to be more powerful and elegant if you are photographed in profile with your right side pointed toward the camera.
Unless, of course, you're posing for a mugshot.
Uh-huh.
In Germany recently, police were after a pickpocket that reached underneath bathroom stalls and stole money while people were sitting on the commode.
Good grief. Authorities were especially upset because not only was the thief bold and brazen, but according to reports, he left the scene of the crime without washing his hands.
Wow, that's the real crime. Jeopardy.
Jeopardy champ Amy Schneider says she might write a book or do a podcast.
The podcast is a great idea. No one's doing that.
I know it.
You probably heard about this earlier in the week in college basketball last Sunday. Michigan head basketball coach Juwan Howard took a swing at a Wisconsin assistant coach.
Whoa, fellas, the madness doesn't start until March.
Hold off a few weeks.
And finally, a doctor in China recently removed a live cockroach from a woman's ear.
She went to the hospital to find out why she had the urge to run every time someone turned on the light. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up. You know it, right? If you're of a certain age, you know what this is. The theme from Little House on the Prairie. And today's Feel Old birthday, I think Halvo mentioned this earlier in the show. Karen Grassel, Caroline Ingalls, Little House on the Prairie. How old do you think she is? Caroline Ingalls from Little House on the Prairie, the actress who played Caroline. 80. 80 today. We're not as young as we used to be, friends. We're really not. And you know what? I think maybe as I get older, I think, man, there are so many TV shows to choose from. And I have the streaming platforms, a lot of them as well, too, and the broadcast ones. I mean, just literally thousands and thousands and thousands of shows to choose from. But they just don't quite make them like that anymore, do they? Little House on the Prairie, indeed. A classic. Well, this is what we're doing together right now. We are listening to everything that went on in the past 5 days here in the Wake Up Show in a condensed version. What made the cut? What didn't? What will we forget that we even did? That's the joy of this.
And, you know, it allows me the opportunity producing in this after 8 on Friday mornings. I'm like, this was a good week. There was a lot of content to choose from. Here it is in about 3 minutes and 40 seconds.
Hi, this is Jackie from Eau Claire. I seriously have cabin fever.
Warning. Cabin fever detected. Bum, bum, bum. So cold and for the longest time.
So cold and for the longest. All right. it was the lead sports story nationally, not the Badgers basketball win in men's hoops at the Kohl Center in Madison yesterday over Michigan, but it was the dust up afterwards. And Drew Freilich's on the line from Michigan as we look to try to broker peace between our two states. Drew, good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, Mark.
No hard feelings here. I hope you're okay.
Oh, yeah. I guess, you know, Juwan, I can't speak for him, though I do certainly speak for the entire state of Michigan on this show.
So I'm you do.
It's been winter for the longest time.
I live in Bloomington. He's my Kevin Fever's team.
What's the key to a great chili? Kevin from The Office thinks this.
At least once a year, I like to bring in some of my Kevin's famous chili. The trick is to undercook the onions.
Huh. Don't spill it, Kevin.
Hi, my name is Sherry. I am calling from Bloomer. I have serious Kevin Fever and so ready for summer.
Once I thought the gone. Now I know I've never been more wrong. Here's where you'll find me. Blankets, sweatshirts, and some hot tea. Cause it's been winter for the longest time.
Hi, my name is Elise. I'm from Little Wisconsin. He is my Cabin Fever's dream.
Well, one of the most special people I know, I mean, she's right up there near the top, my own mom, Marjorie Spicer, with a birthday in suburban Milwaukee today. Boy, she's a great lady, and I'm forever privileged to be her oldest child, the oldest of three, but some stepkids along the way, and I don't know, what is it, 17, 18 grandkids, and she's the best. She's the best, so pretty fortunate, pretty blessed for sure. And she works out three times a week, Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Her and her wonderful husband. And so there you go. The recipe to a lengthy life. Stay active. They both tout the exercise quite a bit.
This is Lori from Fall Creek, and I have extreme cabin fever. Ah!
So, for the longest time.
Hi, this is Al. From Tilden, and we both have extreme cabin fever.
Warning, cabin fever detected.
What a fun show we have. Is anybody else doing this? Does any other radio station ever ask you to call in and scream? We're having fun with it. And there's so much, if any of those tidbits, you're like, what was that from? I missed it. The podcast. Go to the WIB Wake Up Show podcast at WWIB.com and you can hear full episodes in case you ever miss a program.
It was a lot of fun.